remember me. From a feature story news in Washington, I'm Ben Chihaya. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a pact, pledging the countries help one another in the face of perceived aggression. The agreement was made official on Wednesday during President Putin's first visit to the DPRK in almost a quarter of a century. He was welcomed with a lavish ceremony and spent hours speaking one-to-one with Mr. Kim. The deal marks the strongest connection between the two states since the end of the Cold War. It covers security, trade, investment, cultural and humanitarian ties. Those relations have tightened in recent years, especially since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, which the US and South Korea claim is being fueled by North Korean ammunition in exchange for food and military aid, accusations Moscow and Pyongyang deny. Both neighboring nations face Western sanctions. The United Nations Human Rights Office say Israeli airstrikes in Gaza may have systematically violated the laws of war, which require that civilians be protected. Israel's rejected the UN findings as factually and legally flawed. This as the Biden administration urges de-escalation between Israel and the Lebanon-based Iranian proxy militia group Hezbollah amid deadly skirmishes in past months. The Israeli military has drawn up a battle plan, while Hezbollah published drone footage captured over Israeli military sites.
Hi, this is one of the original pirates, Johnny Walker. With a reminder, you're listening to Peter Twyford right here on Wonderful Big L. Enjoy the show.
Right, as quite a lot of you know, Johnny Walker is suffering with very ill health at the moment. A fabulous man, and anybody doing this sort of work knows exactly how good he is, as long as you, as well as you do, the listener. He has a wonderful personality and amazing, amazing knowledge of music, a great presentation way, and he only got there by hard work, he really did. A lot of people think he just started off on Caroline. We didn't. Far from it. Johnny Walker. Johnny Walker was born in March of 1945 in Alton in Warwickshire. And in his very early days just loved music, just like I did. Wanted a record player. And was so glad, he was so glad when his dad brought home a wind-up record player for 78. And poor old Johnny sat on his brother's 78 and broke it. At that particular time, the BBC were only playing pop music on a very limited, what they called a needle time basis, which was very, very short. It was like 2 hours a week. And the only other station available at the time was called the Home Service. That was owned by the BBC as well, and that was all about home news as well. Sounds very wartime, doesn't it? Home time. So Johnny Walker, yes, he had a upbringing in Birmingham. He was privately schooled, very similar life to me as well, interested in garages and cars, and failed his exams just like I did as well. But he loved and loved and loved music. I had the great pleasure of meeting him, tell you a little bit more about that for a whole evening, one evening. It was really wonderful, it really was. He had a love of the 60s and the 70s music, and in fact he applied to Radio Luxembourg for a part as well. Johnny's time after public school, he worked in a garage, as he's, in his own very words, as a grease monkey at Solihull Garage. He soon progressed with Patrick Motors to be a car salesman there for them as well. And he loved music and he loved Motown and he loved his wife Tiggy so much. So Tiggy's caring for him wonderfully well at the moment. She deserves a big medal, that's for sure. helmet. That's a fabulous message that you sent. I will take note of that. Thank you so much indeed. Yes, very much so. Thank you. Johnny Walker was very, very, very clean on music, and he tried juggling the balls and working at the a nightclub after many, many, many months of pestering the manager at the Birmingham Locarno. And when he found him, he pestered him silly month and week after week, every Friday, to get a job there. Eventually, the manager there gave in and gave him a job in the Bally Bar. It was called the Bally High Bar, where people mostly drank and chatted, and there was no dancing. It was a tough job for him because instead of twin decks, like you have in a place like that, there was only one deck. But it did him the world of good. He made the most of it. It gave him a chance to learn how to chat and keep everything moving nicely as well. So Johnny got a job there, and while he was there, he applied to Radio Luxembourg to work for them, and had a very nervous interview down in their London offices. He went prepared with his records, and he was told to take a script. You never use scripts. Some do, some don't. The BBC do, of course. Poor old Johnny, after a 4-minute interview with Radio Luxembourg, a place that had David Jacobs, Alan Freeman and Pete Murray as sort of highlight stars, Johnny never got the job. They said to him, after he asked the interview, he said, I'm not sure if I've done very well. Can you tell me what's going on? As he does, in a lovely, warm way as well. They said to him, you'll never make a DJ. You haven't got the personality. Well, just like me, that gives you the incentive to say, yes, I will. I will show you. They missed a good man there, didn't they? They really did. So I'm going to jump to a track when Johnny's first very important track for him, which was played at his wedding. But before I do that, he met Tiggy at a club, and that she owned, in fact, and they had a few dates. And he played her music in the car, as a good DJ would. And he played her this tune as well, by John Prime. It's called All The Way With You. And yeah, it's a really good track. See what you think.
Love gives, love takes. It takes a lot of lucky breaks, lucky strikes, lucky stars. I don't know how I got this far. Who knows where it's coming from or where it's going to? Can I go all the way with you? You have your way. You have your doubts. The falling out. A bridge is built. A bridge is burned. Till you reach the point of no return. Don't know from or where we're going to. Can
So how romantic is that, to play music of that type and including that track to Tiggy, who became Tiggy Walker, of course, and they just love each other to pieces. It was love at first sight. Her real maiden name was Tiggy Jarvis, and they just clicked straight away. And they're a marvellous, marvellous couple. They're a double act. They've cared for each other. As Johnny Walker says, it's equal opportunities. She cared for him with cancer not long after they'd got married and had their honeymoon in India. And I had the fortunate privilege of meeting Johnny down at a pirate radio meeting and get together, all to do with the commiserations of the 40 years of the Marine Offences Act. A fabulous man. Lovely, warm personality. Radio Luxembourg lost a good man there. A fabulous man. Knows his music inside out. He really does. Loves songs. Loves music. And he's just such a lovely man. Big fan of Bruce Springsteen. And then another time I met him was over in Antigua. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But here's one of his favourite songs from the Shirelles. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Very kind, gentle man, and he loves all love music. He loves music in its entirety. Big fan of Bruce Springsteen and all the big top stars who he's had the pleasure of meeting as well. And of course, Duane Eddy, Johnny Walker met him after he was performing Duane Eddy at the London Palladium. And they had a good laugh together. And Johnny said to him, "You owe me lots of money in royalties," because he used the very tune Johnny Walker has here. Because They're Young was the tune, and of course they had a good laugh, a good evening, a great time together. Very important for him there as well. Johnny Walker first applied to swinging Radio England after he did the job at the Locarno for a while, and in fact got fired, or he decided to leave his job as a car salesman at the garage in Birmingham. And his boss called him in one day. He said, "Look, one man can only work for one master, not two. You're working for two masters. You're doing this radio lark and TV and DJing malark, and you're coming in late, you're missing shows, and you've either got to decide, I give you a week to decide whether you stick with the radio DJ stuff or the DJing in nightclubs or a car salesman. To which he said, there's my keys, I'm leaving now. And he walked out. A man of quick decisions, I like that. He went, applied and got the job with Swinging Radio England. And here's a sample.
This weekend, where the action is, on Swinging Radio England.
Basically, it was a rust bucket with a load of caravans popped into the hull down low at the bottom for the DJs to live in. They were living on tin food. It was very, very basic indeed. And Swinging Radio England decided to have two stations going out from there, one pop and one sort of classical music of their own country as well, which Johnny Walker didn't speak the language. So he looked around and saw the red light that they was going to close down because they weren't very successful. He applied to Caroline and got the job straight away. He had a great spot on Caroline as well because he very influential on what he did, and he had a late night spot, so late in fact, and so many hours. At one point, he fell asleep while playing a Roy Orbison record and woke up to the record going ka-ch, 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 and realised they were working him far too hard. But he did a really lovely late night show, and he always very inventive about what he did. And he thought of this idea of flashing headlights because he loved communicating with the listeners, and of course there was no mobile telephones or communications like there are nowadays. So he invented this idea of flashing from Frinton, he called it, and one flash meant a yes and two flash meant no. So he used to put the questions and ask for the answers, and the people, he called it kissing in the car. In fact, I'll come back to that in a moment. He caught it kissing in the car, and he would ask them the questions, are you with somebody, is it a lady, is it a man, who are you, and they'd go through names and things like that and eliminate it. And all these lights were flashing at Frinton, a place known for God's waiting room really, and there's all these young people in their cars flashing headlights out to Radio Caroline 3.25 miles offshore. But Johnny used to do a spot on his Radio Caroline show where listeners could write in and send information and ask to be tucked up in bed by Johnny Walker. And he chose this song and he used to play it every evening, Percy Sledge.
And
an extremely popular section of music Johnny used to play, and that particular track was special to him and a lot of listeners as well. His mailbag, because that was the only way you could get stuff through to him, was the biggest on the ship as well. And I'll tell you in a moment, when Radio Caroline was told to close down by the government, Johnny Walker and a colleague or two of his own refused to do so, and he carried on.
This is good.
I told you, they're the best.
Music
at midnight on August in the 14th in 1967, they were told to close down by the government by the Marine Offences Act. Radio London had in fact steamed away, and they tried a method of broadcasting from a concrete fort, and getting permission for that. He's tried many, many different methods to do it, but under the Radio Caroline side of things, Johnny Walker was the man that kept it going illegally. And at that midnight hour, Johnny Walker did a wonderful thing, really. He played the backing music by a big orchestra of We Shall Overcome, and did his is called his lament, and said that we will carry on. I'm not going to try and do his voice. I'm not going to try and copy it, because Johnny Walker was a massive fan of Bruce Springsteen. So I'm going to play his version of the song. It was very clever what he did. Of course it was.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Darling, in my heart, yeah. Shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand someday. Darling, here in my
So Johnny made his peace there and broadcast to everybody. There were only over 25 million listeners. That's some achievement, because all the other stations are closed down and all tuned into Johnny Walker. And he was looking after the whole show as well. And I remember him saying that the following morning, after the 14th, so it's the morning of the 15th, he expected to be surrounded by boats and officials and everything. He just looked out and it was a cool, calm sea. There was nobody there and he just carried on. I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting him over in Antigua at a place called Shirley Heights, and there was fabulous steel band music playing in the background there. And we had a lovely evening with him and Tiggy. The sun was shining, it was a lovely warm evening. And all the time this steel band was playing, he said, "Can you hear? Built into that, there's that tune and that tune." And we're talking about gadgets and radios. Just a wonderful evening, the time just flew by. His wife Tiggy was a massive fan of David Bowie, and he did his utmost to use his influence and get hold of David Bowie so that Tiggy would meet David Bowie, which was part of it. Yeah, it's part of love. He stood up and did everything for her, and she's done absolutely everything for him. So here's a tune for you of David Bowie, one of Tiggy's favourites.
To the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the
Life on Mars, and of course Johnny Walker managed to get very friendly and had a good relationship and good friendships with him and Tiggy, who both liked David Bowie very, very much, and there we are. She was in awe of the man, and it just shows the amount of strength of the love between the two of them. He went out of his way to do everything for her all the way. When they got married, this was the tune that they had at their wedding when they were walking into the church, and he that's what they'd worked out for him, and they worked things out, that marvellous couple. Come On Baby, Light My Fire was the track, and of course they had it as their wedding march as they came into the church.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
You can actually feel the love and the radiation between the two of them. They are such a lovely, lovely, lovely couple. And Johnny Walker is such a gentle gentleman, very cool and calm about everything, and extremely positive man as well. We're very similar in lots of ways, and he is great company. You're listening to Wonderful Big L.
Wonderful Big L.
You're listening to Peter Twyford on Big Al.
Well, I wouldn't put that in my mouth if I were you.
Oh, you love it!
The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Big Al.
Now, at this particular point on Radio Caroline, Johnny Walker and the three people that were on there at the time with his colleagues, I can't see my notes on it because I'm welling up a little bit here. I'll give you the names in a moment. They could not be supplied from the UK with anything. No advertising, no food, no water, no nothing. Everything had to come from Holland. Johnny Walker decided to come home to see his family for a quick, very, very quick visit. He went over to Holland, came over to the UK, and as he hit the immigration, a man came out with a clip over to him, and he said, "Just a minute, you're that Johnny Walker fella, aren't you?" He said, "No, that's not my name." His name's actually Peter Dingley. And he said, "No, that's not me." So he went back, got a clipboard, came out to Johnny Walker, and Johnny thought to himself, "Oh no, what's going on here now?" And the official said to him, would you sign this for me for my daughter? She's a big, big fan of yours. She really is. And it just made a good laugh as well. Here's one of Johnny's favourite songs. Johnny Walker would shoot me at dawn for doing this and just talking over the music. But of course, between himself, Robbie Dow and Ross Brown, they continued broadcasting from Radio Caroline right to the very, very end. And of course, Johnny Walker was not allowed to join the BBC. They'd sent an internal circle around to say, this chappy Walker is not to join us for 12 months because he's a little bit of a pirate. In fact, he's a big pirate, so they wouldn't let him do anything. Some of the great music that he's introduced me to is stuff by, for instance, Nick Lowe. I Hear the Sound of Breaking Glass is one of Nick Lowe's well-known songs, but this is one of the tracks of Better Than That by Nick Lowe, a Johnny Walker-like, and it's called A Better Man.
In my life I've done things I'm not proud of, and too often watched my dreams turn to sand. But it looks like I might have turned a corner. You make me want to be a better man. There's no new leaves left for me to turn over. I'm in a prison built by my own hand. I pray at last I found salvation. You make me want to be a better man. I can't go on living this way, and that's a fact, I know you understand. I don't know much, but one thing's for certain. You make me want to be a better man.
And following that, another track, Hell Ketchum. Not that one. Get it right, Twyford. Loving You Makes Me Feel a Better Man. Hell Ketchum, taken from his album.
Makes me a better man. There's things I don't know how to do. You make me think I can. I've got a long way to go, but I know what I know like the back of my hand. Loving you makes me a better man. I've been wrong more than I care to say. Time after time I've been lost, just couldn't find my way.
Ketchum there with Loving You Makes Me a Better Man. Johnny Walker's shows on the BBC, when they eventually decided to accept him, which was very quickly after the one-year ban that they had imposed themselves. He had he built up a marvellous array of shows, a big audience, of course, that goes without saying. But unfortunately, he had a dispute with BBC management concerning the music he played. It was said it did not fit with the station's daytime music lineup. He also was remanded for criticising the Bay City Rollers right at the height of their popularity on air. And in fact, Les McKeown of the Bay City Rollers and Johnny Walker are good friends, and they laugh about it now. They really do. The situation was, in fact, Johnny Walker said you could sell their guitar strings as new, even after several months, and criticise them. Jonathan Ross interviewed Les McGowan from the Bay City Rollers, and he confirmed that their first four hits weren't sung or played by them at all. They were just used as a title as Four Pretty Boys, so they're well. So Johnny Walker went off to radio stations in America, and he travelled there for 5 years, and during that time he worked for stations KSAN in San Francisco, KPFA in Berkeley in California, WHFC in Maryland. I'm laughing because they're funny titles, aren't they? He recorded some shows as well for Radio Luxembourg, but he eventually came back. But this is one of his favourite tracks. Johnny Walker returned to the UK from America in the very early 1980s, and in 1982 he presented Radio West's evening show, which was called The Modern World. In September 83 he joined Wiltshire Radio and presented in an 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. slot, a 3-hour show, which was subsequently heard on Great Western Radio as well, which was a case of the merger of the two radio stations. On the 17th of January 1987, Walker rejoined Radio 1, presenting the Saturday afternoon show. The rest is history. His shows just got bigger and bigger and bigger All the Way, and here's one of his favourite tracks. He got married to Tiggy in 2002, and not very long after that. In fact, he after their honeymoon in Africa, he was diagnosed with cancer and had to take a lot of time off of the BBC. And his show was covered by Stuart McConey and Noel Edmonds at that particular time. And he announced that he was taking time off for cancer treatment and recovery at that time. And he played A Bridge Over Troubled Waters at that particular time to finish his show.
Second-hand unwind.
If you love, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you love, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you.
I thank you so much for listening to a brief get-together of information of Johnny Walker. I could do a 10-hour show on him. He's had so many achievements in his life. It's Peter Twyford saying goodnight. God bless. Thank you for joining me.